been the routine, except when he went to college and then to the NFL. He wondered who pulled Sean McCarthy from his reveries when Brett wasn't around. His sisters, brothers, or his mother? Brett never asked. Part of him didn't want to think of somebody sharing these moments with his father. He rapped on the door and waited for his father to call him in.
Come on in, Brett.
The low grumble carried out, perhaps a little rougher than usual, but familiar just the same.
Hey, Pop, breakfast is served.
Brett poked his head into the room. The only light filled the space from the wall of windows to his father's desk, illuminating his father's head like a broken halo.
Don't skulk in the hallway. Come in here already, boy.
Sean McCarthy's voice rumbled, deep and authoritative, the only person Brett still feared. He'd seen his father's other face and knew the older man to be more powerful than he appeared at first glance.
What's up, Pop?
Brett shut the door behind him, all a part of the morning ritual. Rituals were important to his people. Sean McCarthy didn't look up from his stack of papers. His nose twitched slightly, and he set his pen down.
You're anxious.